Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Welcome to the Carrie and Tommy podcast, where excitement's a given. You know what's not exciting? Health insurance. But NIB's trying to spice things up. NIB, as exciting as health insurance gets. Visit nib.com.au to get the scoop. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, welcome to it for your Wednesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Oh, we're good. Sorry. There's so much happening in the show. I'm just trying to get my
big
head
show.
Around
mm.
it. It's if a big you show. Have had a baby, you're in the process of making a baby, or you know about Jeez, baby
not,
making,
yeah.
I'm going to need process. Your help. Not right this
Carrie,
second.
In the process. Imagine them in the process listening to us and going, oh. Hang on, wait, we've got to stop. We've got to stop.
13, 10, 60. No, I just mean at that point in your life, then I've got questions and I need to talk about it after 3:30. Anyway,
okay.
Sorry. As you were, what's happening with you today?
I'm up and about because I've looked at the whiteboard and boy, have we got a show. Fat Cats Anonymous is back later on. We got the time game.
You know who the fatty fat is?
It's not I.
No, it's not my eye. It's not me.
It's not your my eye.
What?
Carrie's stuffing food in her eyes again, guys. It's this fad new
not
diet.
Not me either. I'm not,
it's not
looking at the person who it is.
No, you've got food in your eyes. No one can see where you're looking. Up next, though, because we've got to talk about what happened before the show, because you're a tad tardy. And we kicked
late.
Off the meeting yep. without you. And the stuff we discussed was pretty important and pertinent, not just to us, but I think the broader population as a whole.
Well, if
and,
I've missed Jessie, it, I want to know about it.
Yeah, well, you're going to find out next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Should be training for the time game because today it is worth $2,700.
Ooh, not anything to sneeze at. It is getting back up there. And Bickers, as I just mentioned before, you're a tad late today. So
what did I miss? What did I miss?
Well, I actually said, hey, guys, the captain of the ship is not here yet and we are officially rudderless. So we should hands off tools. Let's not talk about anything because we'll just break stuff and let's wait till the boss gets here. And that is when Jesse piped in and he said, the boss does nothing and knows nothing. So let's get to work, boys, like that. He said,
we've got some serious chats.
Wait for your performance review, but sure.
I warned him, Carrie, I warned him. And I said, you know how she acts when we've been talking when she's not here? Nobody look her in the eyes, she's about to arrive. We discussed everything. It went back to the global financial crisis, how we would have handled things different.
Y2K? Tell me I didn't miss out on Y2K chat.
We didn't get all the way back to Y2K because we had more pressing issues. There was, of course, the EV market and how it is being flooded around the world and who's going to lead the space race eventually. We started discussing crypto and its impact on real world currencies around the world, and of course the impact that would have on particularly the FTSE, but also the Nikkei and the Dow Jones.
So why did you have that chat? And then arrived, you said, hey, can we play a game? And I said, what's that? And you said, tell me if I'm pooing or farting. And then you went into the microphone. Why did I miss out on the FTSE chat? And instead I got that.
The great news is that's all made up, that bit. That
it's not.
The captain lies. The captain, we're rudderless again, even though the captain's here. Anyway, the great news is, Carrie, you didn't miss out on all that chat completely, because I know it might sound like dry topics to be talking about.
No, I love
about,
the Nick Owl.
The globalization of the world. Nick Owl. That's when you get halfway through saying it and something bites on the bum. Oh, what's that? Is this going up on the Nick Owl? Luckily, Jesse hit record on some of our chat about all things important in the world at the moment. Would you like to play it for our captain?
Beep, 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 beep. Boop, boop, boop.
Is he a giraffe? Hey!
That's so fun.
So I didn't miss anything. I did come.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, is that why you were late? 13:10:60. And Carrie, I'd like you to get involved first. What do you think we were doing? Would you like to hear it again?
What do you mean? What are you doing? What was that noise?
Would you like to hear it again?
Okay.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. Boop, boop, boop.
So bad. Boop, boop, boop. Are you a is he a giraffe? Hey.
Hey.
That's so fun.
That's so fun.
We're all focused on one thing.
Mm. Am I trying to guess what you're doing or what Eli, web guy? Beep, boop, beep, boop.
No, we're all doing the same thing.
The whole thing, what it was.
No, you just arrived in the middle of that, and that was Georgia going, hello, hey, oh.
Incorrect, incorrect guess. I was there from the
start. Were you being animals? Were you being robots? Beep, boop, beep, boop.
We'd be more specific, more specific.
Like R2-D2.
Incorrect. Great guess, though. 13:10:60, call us, get involved. And if you can guess exactly the activity we were all partaking in as a team, you can win $100.
I've got to be late more often.
Captain, as captain, you were also open to winning the cash. Would you like to have one more guess?
You were acting out scenes.
Too long. We are going to go to our callers. 13:10:60 is the number. Get involved. And Jesse, maybe give them the audio just one more time.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. Boop, boop, boop. So bad. Boop, boop, boop.
Is he a giraffe? Hey!
That's so fun.
Give us a call. Tell us what we're doing for $100.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
13:10:60. Could you guess what we were doing?
I couldn't.
Yes.
You guys, no, Carrie, you I was couldn't. Late to the show today, yeah. And this is what you guys were doing.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. Boop, boop, boop. So bad. Boop, boop, boop.
Is he a giraffe? Hey!
That's so fun.
Hard at work.
Were you being monkeys?
No.
No.
Great guess, though, for $100 on the line. G'day, Georgie.
Hi.
What do you think we were doing, Georgie?
Surely it's charades.
Ooh, it is a good guess, and I am partial to a charade, but unfortunately, this was not the time. But Georgie, thank you for getting involved.
What about Richard? Hey, Richard.
G'day.
What do you think they were doing?
Super Mario.
Oh. Ooh.
What made you think that, Rich?
Oh, I just heard them noises in the movie Super Mario.
Boop, boop. Yep.
It does feel very R2-D2, but you said no.
No.
It's your bit that confuses me in it. When you
yes, well, you thought I was in fact,
arriving.
Late as well because.
Yes.
But an extra little hint for people, I actually kicked off the activity. So I was there the whole time.
Okay. What about Brittany? Brittany, what's your guess?
Hello, sorry.
That's all right, G'day, Brittany.
G'day, Brittany.
Were you being Teletubbies?
Oh, we weren't being Teletubbies, but that is a great guess.
Or in the Night Garden. Remember that show? You would never have watched it. You don't have kids.
I did. Yeah.
It was for people with kids or people that stayed up late doing nefarious activities. And they'd all watch In the Night Garden. And it was like this crazy, weird little pretend creatures making weird noises.
Yes. They would say their names, I think, much like Pokemon do. So it'd be like, Sneasel Poof, Sneasel Poof, like that. Wouldn't it be? Or Snuffle Love. A Snuffle Love. Isn't that right, Biggers? Is that right? Creaky Dick. Is that not right? Was that not what they did?
Yeah, what were the characters in the Night Garden? Ninky Nonk and the Pinky Ponk.
Oh, Ninky Nonk. That wasn't that far off. To be fair. G'day, Ashley.
Is what it was.
Hello.
What do you think we were doing?
I think you were maybe walking around doing the theme song for the Wii console, like when you were in the lobby.
Ashley, that's real good. It's a real good guess. Okay, I will give you another hint, Ashley. There was technology involved, and I was not
Macapaca
in the same.
Was another one, and Eagle Piggy and Upsy Daisy.
See, my guesses weren't that bad.
Yours is so no, the first one was an interesting choice.
Enough of love. Okay, Renee, g'day. Renee?
Yes.
Oh, thank God you're there, Renee. There was technology involved, Renee. What do you think it was?
Technology involved.
Yeah, so I wasn't in the same room.
Maybe mic testing.
Was it dial-up internet? The olden days we used to dial up the internet and it would go beep-boop, beep-boop, beep-boop.
Imagine if I was testing a mic for a stand-up show each night and they go, Tommy, just give us a level. Beep-boop, 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 snuffle-luff.
Are you going to put us out of our misery? What were you doing?
Would you like me to do it to you now, Carrie?
Yes, I would.
Okay, you've just got to feel for a couple of seconds.
Listen to the audio again, if you like.
Yep, great.
Is he a giraffe? Hey!
So fun.
Yep.
Tommy's just FaceTimed.
You FaceTimed us, and now you've got animals on your head.
Watching
what
him
animal
through
am
the,
I?
Watching him without the thing on his face.
Look at
so
it.
I was.
I want to go. I want to go. Hold on. How do I do it? Okay.
Oh, you've just hung up on me. Oh, yeah. Your biggest mum move ever.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
The time game is back, and it's worth $2,700.
Ooh, baby, I love you ways every day.
Every day.
What's another baby song? We're discussing all things babies
Hit
up next.
Baby. Oh,
yes, good one. If you're in the middle of baby making at the moment, not right this second, but in the process of trying to have a bub,
or
you've had a lot of the one sex and then had, like when I say sex, I mean gender, and then you've had a different one on like your fourth or fifth try. I know this sounds confusing, but we're having some heated conversations in here about baby making. We want to bring you into that conversation up next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
I should have asked for little song hooks with the word baby in it.
Oh.
Yeah. Can we work on that while we chat?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're chatting all things baby. We had a conversation off air because a friend has just told me that she's having a baby. And then she'd been trying for ages. She tried IVF. She tried all these things and couldn't. And she, they gave up and they stopped. And then she's discovered she's pregnant. So she's super, super, super pumped and managed to conceive naturally, which is something she thought she couldn't do. Then we just started having a conversation about the ovulation window. And everybody in this room, grown adults, had a different thought of how long the ovulation window is, which is concerning given all the people in here trying to have babies, those trying not to have babies. It's good for people to know how long that ovulation window is. And then we had a conversation about whether you can pick or choose the sex of your baby based on the position and based on when in your cycle, in the ovulation period, you do have a baby. And again, everyone had different thoughts. So we thought we need answers, people.
Yes.
131060. Well, we need answers. Call us if you've got thoughts on any of these things.
Well, because I got told by, and I'm annoyed I can't remember the person's name now, but he's quite a famous person told me that based on the position, let's say the position and performance can predetermine the gender of the baby you're going to have.
Yes, and I was told a very similar thing, but producer Pip, you said your gynecologist, your obstetrician said absolutely nothing. There's nothing you can do.
No, there's not.
Just flat out no. None of it. You cannot in any way.
No, none of it. You can't predetermine anything. It's all chance.
But isn't that's just a doctor. I heard this from a famous person.
But don't they always say with athletes, like a lot of male athletes
have
girls because there's too much heat?
Coinky dink.
It's a coincidence. Yeah.
You can't call
it
that.
Yeah.
Because I've also heard that male, can we use the word? I guess it's the right terminology.
What about you call it? Juice.
I reckon we're just stuck with the correct terminology.
Which one are you
going to use? That lasts longer. No. Mm-hmm. I think the female one lasts longer than the male. So if you have action before the ovulation cycle, and it manages to still, you still manage to get pregnant. It meant it was female and it was in there longer. And so you're more likely to have a girl, whereas the male doesn't last as long.
Sorry, just while we're on that, Jesse, while you're getting those baby song hooks, can we get some with juice in it? Maybe gin and juice.
Or what about Lizzo, blame it on the juice.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. That's not bad. Yeah. There's got to be a juicy song as well. I feel like that's a song.
No, there's a yummy. But
okay, right. Yummy. Yep. Cool.
Let's talk to Mez while you're getting all the song hooked up. Hey, Mez.
Okay. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good.
We don't know what we're talking about. Help us.
Well, I don't even know if I've got the right thing. But so we actually have done gender select IVF for our fifth child. So we had four sons and we desperately wanted a daughter. So what we learned along that process, and I felt pregnant with them more naturally, but what we learned along the process is you can't choose the gender at any time, and it's not necessary. Ovulation, everybody's ovulation window is the same and it's very small, which is why there are times that people can't fall pregnant. But you have a 50-50 shot every time as to the sex that you're going to have. So it's not like because I had four of one sex was meant that every child was going to be the same sex.
But Mez, what about this famous person that told me it can be based on what position you perform in?
Yes, it's not position based at all.
Who do you reckon created that idea? As a phenomenon.
To be fair, this was a woman that told me it.
Yeah, but it wasn't her that I reckon started the whole thing of, hey, what if we tell them it's position-based?
Yeah.
Let's go to Sean and then we'll take your calls next, 13 10 60. Sean, what were you going to add?
G'day. How are you?
Good.
Good, Sean. Talk to us about baby-making, Sean.
Scientifically proven by myself that if you poke out your tongue on the vinegar stroke, you're going to have a boy.
I don't understand it. You can explain that to me in the traffic and songs. 13 10 60.
Can I just ask Sean a quick question? Apart from the obvious and having a doctorate, what do you do, Sean?
I'm a scaffolder.
There you go. Man's got to work two jobs.
13 10 60. Join the conversation. Baby making discusser. Carrie and Tommy. That is what we are discussing. Because everyone has theories about how you get a boy, how you get a girl. Everyone has theories around when you need to do the do in your cycle to be able to perhaps get a certain gender. Producer Pip said it's all a load of rubbish. There's absolutely nothing you can do. Producer Annabelle's like, that is rubbish, Pippa. Absolutely. There's lots of things you can do. She talks like that. And not far off. Layla, thoughts?
Hi.
Hey.
I think it's true about the heat because
what's the heat? Hold on, what's the heat?
The heat, the temperature.
The idea that athletes. Okay, so, yep. So like cyclists and stuff who have a lot of.
Just to recap,
my husband's a teppanyaki chef.
Yeah. Go on, Leia. Great sentence.
Sorry. And oh my god, all the chefs are near the grill. All have girls.
Oh my god.
But wouldn't this mean...
Because they're bitching near the grill, that's it.
But wouldn't this mean in countries that are hotter, like the Caribbean or wherever, there's just more girls?
I don't know. You need to look at those stats. But,
Layla, is there any accidents amongst the teppanyaki chefs of their bits near the grill?
Not that I know of.
I guess they're not cooking naked, are they?
Fifi last year, actually.
You what?
He cooked for Fifi last year in December.
Oh, my
husband. So, okay.
And that's weird because Fifi has girls.
All the eight chefs
as well,
have girls.
So it's a haywire theory around the teppanyaki chef. Layla. Thank you, Layla. G'day, Mel. Hey, Mel.
Hi.
Welcome to Baby Making Chat. What do you have to add?
So I've got a big insight in this. So I've got five boys.
Ooh.
And then I fell pregnant with a little girl. Sadly, I lost her, but it's all about, it was horrific. But it's all about the pH level of the woman's cervical mucus. So the more acidic it is, it actually kills the girl's sperm, and that's why you've got boys. So if you eat more like spicy foods, vinegar, pickles, that sort of stuff, you have boys.
So you actually think you can, through diet, work like get a boy or a 100%. Girl now?
Yeah, 100%. You take cranberry pills, magnesium, it all favours girl.
So I obviously feel sad talking about your little bub that didn't make it, but did you do something different for that you now know? So
I'm a big vinegar fan. Everyone knows me for that. So I have vinegar on hot Cheetos, I eat pickles, and I just have vinegar and, all that sort of food, and that favours boys. So that makes your cervical mucus quite acidic, so around like a 6 to an 8. And so to get it down, you take certain supplements and do a really bland diet. Yeah, and you get a girl. But also the heat's definitely one too. So lower sperm count also favours girls. So heat kills off your sperm.
What about the idea that, so you've got your small ovulation window And I've heard that if you happen to do the do like a couple of days before ovulation, but somehow you magically still fall pregnant, it's more likely to be whatever the sex is that lasts longer.
So what that is boy sperm swim faster, but they don't live as long, and girl sperm swim slower and they live longer. So rule of thumb, if you've got your egg waiting for your sperm, you'll have a boy. So if you've got your sperm up there.
So mid-ovulation or something.
So if you have sex before ovulation, so just at your peak, you get a girl. But if you have, you know, you do the deed on ovulation or just after, you get a boy. So it's called the Shilton's method, and it's a little bit debunked. I would definitely go with pH.
Oh. Wow.
Like, Mel, you're a wealth of knowledge,
fascinating.
Mel.
Fascinating.
Yes.
Should we go down to John? G'day, John.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Baby Making Chat. What have you got to add?
I've got two daughters. The eldest one married an Italian, normal food, Mediterranean food. He's got three boys.
Okay.
The second daughter married a Cypriot, again, very good food, looked after. But he's doing a lot of heavy lifting, gym and everything, and he's on steroids. Guess what he has? Three daughters.
Big muscles.
So, it seems that when he made some inquiries, they told him that if he wants a boy, to have any chance of a boy, he's going to stop all the steroids.
Oh, wow. I mean, because I'm fascinated.
So if you want a son, eat a Mediterranean diet. Yes. And if you want a girl, get on the roids. Is that what we're taking out of that?
Or do it with a teppanyaki chef, I believe. Carrie and
Tommy. $2,700 on the line when we play the time game very soon.
Yes. Also, later in the show, your chance to come see us broadcast live from the Garden of Unearthly Delights in beautiful Adelaide for the Fringe Festival. And up next, because...
Someone in the team's been a Fatty McFatfat.
Fatty McFatfat.
Who is it? We'll talk about it. We'll have a team meeting about it next. Oh,
nom, 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 nom.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
It's been a while since... We've got everybody together. We've sat around and we've confessed our eating sins.
Yeah, well, we're not standing, are we? Because strain on the old cankles.
Yeah, I mean, it's surprising that the chairs can hold us up, to be honest. But it is time for Fat Guts Anonymous. Can we just set the scene, Jesse? Is it you, Tommy, who has been a fatty, fat, fat, fat this week?
No, it is not. No. So I'm sorry, I would love to contribute to the meeting. I can actually, if it helps, I can rewind the clock and tell you about this same time last year when I was here in Adelaide for the Fringe.
Oh, yeah. And what that would be helpful for the group in trying to be open and honest about, their eating.
It's a time I'm not particularly proud of when I look back. But hi, everybody. My name's Tommy. And this time last year I ate... kebabs for a month straight, and I put on 10 kilos. I ate one every day, and some days...
Sorry.
Laughing doesn't help.
No.
And some days I had two. They toast them here, and there's cheese through them, and they're delicious, and garlic and chili sauce.
So you were in Adelaide as we speak. Have you had a kebab yet?
I've had two.
Today?
It's okay. It's just a little relapse. It's absolutely okay. Stumbling. It's fine.
Anyone else want to?
I'm not going to point any fingers. Obviously, I have turned my chair towards, the elephant in the room, and it's a big elephant.
It's a hefty, hefty boy.
Hello. My name's Jesse.
Hey, Jesse.
Welcome to the group.
Thanks.
It's not your first time here, and that's okay.
Yeah. Last time I was here for burritos. But this time.
That's true.
I've been struggling with ice cream.
Tell the group what you did specifically the other day, because it was a move that I haven't done before and it certainly piqued my interest.
I was heading home from work and it was a warm afternoon and I thought I'd really love just one ice cream. And I did a little bit of walking to try and find
it. It's okay. You don't have to justify it.
Okay, good.
How much?
Because I didn't walk that far at all.
It's okay.
And I couldn't find an ice cream shop. And so I thought, oh, Coles will sell them. And,
great idea.
They do.
Yeah. And I went into Coles just looking for, I was just looking for one. I really was.
Mm-hmm. And what did you buy?
They don't sell them in singles. They only sell them by the box.
Did you look hard?
Yeah, I had a bit of a look.
And so you just had one, did you, and went home and popped it in the freezer?
So I genuinely was just going to get the box and take them home and put the rest in the freezer, but they didn't all make it all the way home.
How many made it home?
None.
You ate all of them?
There was four in the box.
And the little one said,
yum.
I don't think the little one was speaking at this point. It was just Jesse.
I think there was, there was no little one in this story.
Jesse, sorry, firstly, thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Just a clarifying point. I'm assuming this is a box of those minis.
Oh, the mini magnums.
You
it's
might
okay think, if you have a couple of them.
You might think that, but no, these were full-size connoisseur boys. Rocky Road. Oh.
Well, because you've shared and you've been so open and honest about that, we have brought you in some.
Thank you.
And we'd like you to...
Did you get me
eat them all in this break?
Oh, sorry, no, Tommy. There's no kebabs for you.
Yeah.
Two
do you think you could make through them? How long does it take for you to?
Sometimes I get through them pretty quick, but then sometimes I really like to savor. I didn't know connoisseur.
Do you really? Or do you just also get through them really quick?
Oh, they're a messy one to eat, aren't they?
Mm.
I didn't realize this group was about watching people eat. It's just turned into a different
kind of
group.
You knew exactly what you were doing here.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60.
Yeah.
I'll ask for the calls, Carrie, because Jesse has his mouth full of Rocky Road.
Yeah, he's halfway through the first. He's off to eat some very quickly.
Yeah, that'll be a brain freeze. 13, 10, 60.
Worth it.
How much have you been eating? It's a safe space, and we'd love you to share. Get involved.
But I'm not sharing these.
No, of course you're not.
Carrie and Tommy.
Not hot choc tops, but connoisseur Rocky Road ice creams.
Mm.
And we just watched... We didn't. We participated in the Insta Live watching you just eat four of them in a row.
Smashed them.
You did actually. Did very well.
It was great.
How do you feel?
I think, fantastic about myself. Yeah. But in terms of how I actually feel at the moment, I reckon if Carrie hadn't have insisted they eat them so fast, I don't think I would feel that bad about it.
It was just the speed, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Okay.
Carrie was making me eat them in two bites.
I was.
Yeah.
It's for my own enjoyment. Can you play the music again? Fat Cuts Anonymous, if you've just joined us. This is the part I get wrong where I introduce our callers, but I meant to let them introduce themselves. Is that right, Jimmy?
It depends if you want to stick to the format.
Yes, I do.
Our caller from Somerville, would you mind first starting by introducing yourself to the group?
Hi, everyone. My name's Timothy, and I've fallen off the wagon.
Oh,
Timothy, you're in the right place.
Welcome back. Right place. It's okay.
Yeah, welcome back.
It's good to be
home. Good to see you again. Timothy, what have you been consuming?
I've been on a really good strict diet for the last 6 weeks, and I've lost 18 kilos. And then 2 days ago, I ate a whole rotisserie chicken to myself in the car park.
Firstly,
a whole rotisserie chicken.
We don't celebrate diets in this safe space. No. So other people would say, well done on the weight loss, but I'm going to say,
we
well
celebrate
done on the
fatty, fatty, fat, fat, fats.
Yep. Well done on the chicken. That's nothing to be ashamed of. Did you have any condiments with it?
No, I just had water.
Very responsible.
Did you have it in rolls, Timothy, or did you just tear
just
the bird apart? Limb from limb.
Yes, I started with the crunchy ends of the chicken wings and away I went. Yeah.
What's your favourite part, Timothy?
The chicken wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good.
The crunchy bits.
They don't have enough chicken on them for me.
No.
Like them plump.
Sometimes I wish they made, and Timothy, I'm sure you'll agree with me on this, sometimes I wish they made double skinned chicken.
Oh.
They'd be so yum.
That's just a man thinking about double skin chicken.
I know, isn't it? Oh, even like skin was on multiple layers.
Oh,
was it just on the outside?
No.
Treat it like a lasagna and hit us with six layers of skin.
You know how they do to duckin, right? The turkey and the duck and the can, whatever that is. maybe they just need to do that with skin and skin and skin.
Turkey, a duck and a chicken.
Yep, that's it. Yeah. Call the two. Can you please state your name and tell us what you've been partaking in?
Hi, guys. My name's Sarah. I got married in December and was given a KitchenAid as a wedding gift.
Oh.
And since then, I have been making cakes after cakes after cakes, but I'm the only person in my household that eats the cakes.
Yes. How much? I know this is a, probably an impolite question, Sarah, but keeping in mind it is a safe space, how much bigger are you than on your wedding day?
I think I have gained 10 kilos, and I'm so sorry to my husband.
Well done.
No.
Well done, Sarah. He took an oath.
Yeah.
Cake oath.
He took a vow. Have you got a particular favourite cake, Sarah?
I've been making cheesecake, passion fruit sponge, everything.
Oh,
cheesecake has no limit.
Cheesecake.
Are you eating a whole cheesecake in
Shamefully, yes.
Oh, I love
no,
it.
Not no shamefully. Shame. No, no, shame. Shame. No shame.
No. Shame.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. Well done.
Caller three now. What's your name?
Hi, guys. My name's Jay. I'm addicted to raspberry twists.
Oh
the little Swizzler, the lollies.
Yeah, the Daryl Lee ones in particular.
With chocolate on the medicine. Outside or just plain?
No, just the plain, simple raspberry twists.
How many are you eating a day, Jay?
It can be about a pack a day, easily.
Oh, wow. Pack a day. How many? Have it.
Just can you familiarise me, Jay, because I'm not familiar. How many is in a pack?
I reckon there's at least 30 because
wow.
I realised it was a problem after I went to the cinema, had one, couldn't stop ever since. And then it's gotten to the point I have to eat half a bag and then chuck it out because I know I'm going to finish the whole bag.
Have you ever, hey, and I've only done this with other things, so I'm certainly not casting shame upon you, but have you ever found yourself waist deep in a wheelie bin retrieving a half-eaten bag?
No, but I found myself waist deep in my boot because I pulled over one time just to get them out of the boot, and that's when I knew it was a problem.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in. It can be all sorts of things that fatty fat fads like, and
mainly for
raspberry Twizzlers and whatever they're called. What are they called?
Twists.
Twists. Might be his thing. What about caller four? Hello, caller four.
Hello.
It's a safe space. How are you today?
I'm well.
What's your name?
My name is Cherish.
Oh, Cherish. What a sweet name.
It's
Cherish,
beautiful.
What have you been eating?
Well, I haven't eaten anything, but I just want to support the man that ate the chicken. Because... I realise nowadays these chickens are so tiny. They're like little budgerigars, right?
Oh, yes.
So I want to say, mate, don't panic. A chicken, it's not much, right? He ate the whole chicken. That's nothing, right? Because back in the day, when our friends worked at KFC, we would go there at knockoff. They would bring out buckets of chicken and we would rip that skin off and just eat the skin.
Oh, you're in your group. You found your group here, Cherish.
I know. Oh. And we have corn on the cobs, all the corn on the cobs, because no one bought them. They were all left over.
Would you have the mash and the gravy?
Yes.
Oh.
And Cherish,
nothing
tell us
like
about,
that powdered mash.
You said the chickens are smaller these days. What's happened to the corn? Is it the same size or is that smaller as well?
Oh, it's smaller. And I tell you what, that they don't have the little cheesecakes anymore.
Oh.
They don't. No.
That's all right. One of our caller can. Who was our caller?
Sarah.
That's Sarah can make
Sarah.
You one.
Yeah,
no, she won't share though, will she?
No. Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And it is time for this.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my God.
The Time Game Jackpots Weekly.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
When exactly 5 seconds is up. This week, the jackpot is up to...
$2,700, sucker.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
Ooh, because the phones have already gone into meltdown. 131060 is our number. We play next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time, oh, bye, banana, banana, oh, bye, bee, bye, oh, my. Time game. Carrie and Tommy's time game.
Because everyone calls it the most exciting, electrifying 5 seconds in radio.
They don't, but I'm on board it and I love it. And so does Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How's it going? A bit nervous.
Don't be nervous, Ryan. All that happens is you either win $2,700 or you plummet to your death.
Well, hopefully I win.
Yeah, we hope you win as well. Are you good with time? What's your relationship with time like?
I have to be good with time because I'm actually looking after a little boy. So yes. I'm a stay-at-home dad, so he's actually sleeping right now.
Ooh. So. Well, let's get this done quickly so you can get some other stuff done while he's asleep.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Start.
Stop.
Felt on the quick side to me. Because...
No, felt on the long side to me.
Yeah, I did daydream.
Oh, Ryan, I hate to say maybe, this because he does have a sleeping bub at home, but I think.
But maybe he splits the difference between us. No, maybe he splits the difference. Okay. If I thought it was short, you thought it was long, maybe it's bang on. How did Ryan go, my furry friend over there?
6.05.
Oh, no.
He's gone. He is gone. G'day, Anna.
R.I.P.
Ryan in Anna. G'day. Hello.
G'day. How are you guys?
Oh, we're pretty good, actually. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Would you say this is the most exciting 5 seconds in radio?
I would, yes.
Yeah, I can tell through your tone. Are you ready to go, Anna?
I am.
Start.
Stop.
That felt really good. That felt so right. Good.
I felt that. You know where I felt that, Pickers?
Yeah, where?
In my heartstrings.
Oh, Anna.
It tugged me out.
Oh, please.
It's not often he feels things in his heartstrings, and he felt it in his heartstrings, Anna.
And our furry little friend over there, the ferret who pushes the buttons during this segment, he got a little whisker twitch.
Yeah, he did.
Which could mean two things, Anna. It could mean you're very close on the money and you could be winning here, or
his
it could mean
back.
He just hasn't, no, he hasn't vaped in a while and he's getting a bit, those nicotine cravings.
The Botox.
Now you've made me really nervous.
Oh, you don't need to be nervous.
How did Anna go?
It's only cash or death.
4.93.
Oh, such a dainty death.
She felt quick.
Yeah.
She felt quick. G'day, Dom.
Hi, how are we?
Good. Are you enjoying the name resurgence thanks to Dom Doa?
Yes, I am. I am.
I can tell.
What? Reveling. How old are you, Dom?
I'm 36.
Okay. Old school Dom.
Are you into Dom Dollar?
I am into Dom Dollar. Actually, a nickname at work. So there
really?
You go.
There we go. Okay. Well, we could give you Dom $2,700.
That's
bang on the money. Are fabulous. You ready to go, Dom?
I am.
Start.
Stop.
Felt a bit quick for me.
A little short of a dollar, didn't it? Because it felt more like a 75 cents or something.
Tom, who are you going to miss if you fall to your death?
Probably my whole family, I think.
Yeah. Carrie made it quite real then. I don't know why.
Jesse.
Do that actually. I don't know why. It's quite a fun segment, really.
You're the one created the whole thing that they fall to their death. I mean, it's dark from the beginning.
Well, they get kicked, to be fair.
Oh, sorry. That's better.
I don't know what you don't understand about a ferret kicking adults out of moon door and plummeting many miles.
Remember, it took me 5 years to even understand the moon door reference because I'd never seen Game of Thrones. So, anyway, Jesse, the ferret, how did Dom Dollar go?
4.15.
We've got time for one more. Let's go to Gwyneth. Let's go to Gwyneth. How are you, Gwyneth?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Gwyneth, we have missed you so much. What's news in your world?
Nothing much, really, except I've got a cold at the moment. Can't talk properly.
Oh.
Well, you still sound
pretty
beautiful.
And you managed to get through, because it's hard to get through at the time going, Gwyneth.
I know. I've tried for days to get through. Today was my lucky day.
It is. Yes.
What do you take, Gwyneth, when you've got a cold?
Just cough mixture and just look after it. Nothing much. Let it fight out itself.
Yeah.
Gwyneth, just a question just between me and you. Do you measure out your cough mixture or do you just swig it from the bottle?
No, I don't swig it. I do measure it out.
Okay.
No one swigs it.
I'm not a swigger.
I'm a swigger. No. I'm a swigger with a swagger.
Yeah?
Gwyneth, are you aware of what happens if you don't get bang on five?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your cold to go on.
Good. Yeah. Cold will be the least of your worries.
Yeah. Gwyneth, are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh,
felt good.
Gwyneth.
Felt really
felt
good.
Pretty good yep. to me, Gwyneth.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's giving
okay,
me.
Okay, what are you going to, Gwyneth, if you win the $2,700, if you do, what are you going to spend the money on?
Oh, I'd have to think about that for a little while.
Okay. Well, let's find out. How did Gwyneth go, Jesse?
5.
Oh, yes.
Point.
That's a good start.
5-0.
Oh, that's a sad way to end, isn't it?
Cold's gone. Good news for everybody.
Carrie and Tommy.
Because, as you know, I spend a lot of my year chasing the carnival around the country, performing shows in fairgrounds where there's other attractions and rides and delicious foods and bars, and I'm obsessed by all of it.
There was a period in your life, I thought, where you said you wanted to perhaps go on the road and be a carny.
Yes, absolutely. I love it. I love the life, and this is why I love what is coming out this Thursday night at 8:40 p.m. on SBS. It is a documentary they've been filming for 7 years, and it follows a sixth-generation carnival family, the Bells, who do one of my favourite things. They run the show when it comes to town. Here is a snippet from the trailer.
We used to go to towns and they used to say, you know, take your clothes off the line, you know, the snowdroppers are in town, the showies are in town, they're stealing everything. We're here to provide the entertainment like we've done for 100 years, my family. I know someone in every town in Australia. They know when I'm in town, it's showtime.
The young man in that family, Roy Bell, started filming this. Like I said, 7 years ago, he was just 16 years old. He's 23 and he joins us now set to take over the family business. Go, Roy.
How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good.
Can I ask, first of all, when you just said set to take over the family business, how soon, Roy? Is this something that happens when you get into adulthood or soon?
I don't really know. It depends. When my dad's ready to retire, which he's pretty full on. He's got nothing better to do than do this. So I don't know. I might be waiting a while yet.
Roy, I'm assuming this was a life that you were born into.
Yeah, yep. Been here forever. I went away to boarding school for a few years, but other than that, I've always been here and on the road and that. So.
It's obviously the closest thing. I mean, we always see movies about people running away to join the circus. Being as part of a traveling carnival, it's got to be the closest real life thing to it. What was it like growing up as a kid in that environment? Was it the best?
There's always something happening. It was the best, I think. The best. Best way to grow up, you know, always doing something, always in the mischief or getting in trouble or not that everyone finds that fun, but I did.
This is a really boring question, Roy, but I'm a parent. Whenever I go to these shows, I get nervous about putting my kids on rides because I don't want something to happen to them.
Yeah.
The safety stuff, is it really, really high, the bar you need to meet, or is it actually quite relaxed and it's up to the different travelling families to choose how careful they are?
Well, no, we get inspected each week. You know, it's quite rare now to go to a show and not get inspected by Safe Work. And, you know, it's actually odd when you go to a show and you don't, like,
yes.
Like every week out we get inspected before the shows and get audited, go right through our logbooks and that. Like, it's pain in the ass, really, but I get why they do it. You can't whinge about it. It's understandable.
You can whinge about it, absolutely. I reckon it'd be pain in the ass too.
Can I ask about your partner that apparently you find in this documentary and you have your first child? Do you find a partner from within the carny world, or do you find a partner along the road and then say, come for the ride and join the crew?
Nah, she's a show family. She's from a show family as well. So, you know, I grew up with her and
right.
There's a photo on the wall right here actually of us at a 21st party, and I think it was in like 2002, and we're a photo of me and her together. So
cute. Because I can imagine it would be a big ask to get somebody that's not used to that lifestyle to suddenly come into that world.
Yeah, yeah. But a lot of people have, and you know, there's a lot of like blokes and girls and that have come, we call it mug life, local life, but yeah, they've joined and some of them love it and some of them might last a year and go, I'm out of here, this is shit. So a lot of them do like it, a lot of them stick around. There's plenty here that grew up locally and that.
Roy, there's an idea often in conservative families, like their fear is their kids rebelling and not going to law school and running away and joining the circus. Do you have any fear that your kid is going to rebel and become an accountant?
No, an accountant wouldn't be bad in the family.
Yeah, he can do all that work that you don't want to have to do.
No, I don't care. Whatever they want to do. You know, I've got a brother, an older brother. Like you say in the documentary, I've got an older brother, and he left. He's an electrician. He lives here in Canberra. Him and Dad, they fought too much alike, I think. So he's a, yeah.
I was going to ask about some of the misconceptions, because we heard there at the beginning in the little trailer bit, the idea that, you know, the carnival comes to town and make sure you take your washing off the line because they're going to come along and steal everything. How do you feel when you hear that? Does that offend you? What are some of the misconceptions about carny families and the carnival coming to town?
It has bothered me always. It's one thing I'd like to do is break the stereotype, because everyone thinks the same thing about us, you know. On drugs and shit like that. But I guarantee you, if anyone comes onto the show for a week and lives here and sits around the fire and has a few beers, or, you know, show mornings and that, like, you'll meet people, like, there's someone for everyone. I've got that many good friends here, it's not funny. Like, I had plenty of friends at school and none of them compare to the ones I've got back home. So, you know, we're a big family and we all look after one another and that.
Well, Roy, hopefully the carnival helps to do that for people as well, and show them all the love that is behind the scenes. It is premiering this Thursday night, 8:40 on SBS. I can't wait to watch it. Roy Bell, thank you, mate.
That's all right. I was just, I heard on the little preview you were saying you're thinking about running away.
Yeah.
Well, I'm always looking for workers, Tommy, so.
Okay.
What do you think he'd be good at, Roy?
I don't know. He's done radio forever. I don't know. He might be good in the ticket box, I think.
you just give freebies, that would be the problem.
You know what I've always wanted to do? I've always wanted to be the guy that runs the, you know, the strongman competition work where you hit the bell?
The high striker.
Why,
what
I reckon,
appeals to you about that?
Because there's a bloke who runs this one that's in Adelaide at the moment, and he talks some really good smack. And it's a lot of fun. And I would love to just give people shit all day.
That's what you do in your shows every night.
That is true. But, you know, that's only
but
for
But without
an hour.
The big thing to slam. You can just get one of those on stage as well, I'm sure.
Thanks, Roy. Cheers, brother.
Anytime. Thank you.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy are going to go and put on a show.
Yes, we are live from the garden at Adelaide Fringe.
Proudly presented by the Garden of Unearthly Delights, the heart of Adelaide Fringe.
Producer Pip is a great dancer. You're a great dancer.
But you remember going to dance class with me.
No, you weren't good then. But just like,
called me T-Rex.
We were all a bit T-Rex. But just when a song comes on and you dance in the studio, you got like a real groove. You got some moves, babe.
Would you describe it as mesmerising, Carrie?
I am drawn to look at her when she dances. Yes.
My boobs.
It might have been part of it. No, you got
those
good,
hips
like, yeah.
Are certainly telling the truth.
I can't see the hips, so I don't know what you're looking at, but I'm only seeing
her
from the waist up.
I'm in a different studio, if we're being honest, and I can't see her at all.
Anyway, who have we got? Trisha, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, guys. How are you both?
Good. You want to come and party with us at Adelaide Fringe? Come and see our show live. You could even see producer Pip and her dancing ways.
We might also have a dance off, Pip. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I'll be up for that.
I'll give her a bit more than that.
Let me think about it.
She's not good when she's been threatened.
I know.
Sorry, Pip.
Trish, all you got to do is give us a cringy joke, and if it's cringe enough for us, you're coming with three mates.
All right. So this is my cringeworthy joke. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a fish with no eyes?
What do you call a fish with no eyes? It's bad when I know the punchline, but let's pretend I don't and go for it. What do you call a fish with no eyes? Very good. Sorry. Comedy makes Carrie sneeze. She's allergic to it, Trisha.
Oh.
Hey,
Trisha. Was that
yes,
is that what it was? That's very funny.
Yeah, you're
coming, like
Trish.
It.
You're coming, Trisha.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to it.
Yes. We can't wait to
meet
see
you
there.
Too. Yes. You don't get it. No, the word fish with no eye.
Oh.
Oh, Pip.
If you've got a cringe
joke,
I
have brought you into any of
GaryandTommy.com.au is where you need to go.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.
That's a wrap with Carrie and Tommy. But don't let the excitement end here. NIB is always looking for new ways to make their health insurance more exciting. NIB. Who knew, right? Learn more at nib.com.au. NIB. As exciting as health insurance gets.